Days spent with the books she had always wanted to read and the pictures she liked to see. Evenings with interesting, eccentric people. Soon it would be over. Before long, she would have to decide what to do with the rest of her life. But for now, she was in a personal limbo, simply enjoying the things she liked, with no rigid purpose dictating the way she spent every minute. She turned a corner and entered a small, unpretentious apartment block. As she passed the booth with its tiny window, there was a high-pitched cry from the concierge.
"Mademoiselle!"
The gray-haired woman pronounced each syllable of the word and managed to give it an accusatory inflection, emphasizing the scandalous fact that Dee was not married to the man who rented the apartment. Dee smiled. An affair in Paris would hardly be complete without a disapproving concierge.
"Telegram,"
the woman said. She laid the envelope on the sill and retired into the cat-smelling gloom of her booth, as if to disassociate herself entirely from loose-moraled young girls and their telegrams. Dee picked it up and ran up the stairs. It was addressed to her, and she knew what it was. She entered the apartment and laid the bread and the telegram on the table in the small kitchen. She poured coffee beans into a grinder and thumbed the button. The machine growled harshly as it pulverized the brown-black nuts. Mike's electric shaver whined as if in answer.